You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Said Ashrecha Israel. What does that mean? Ashrecha Israel. Ashrecha Israel. Yeah. What does Ashrei Yoshrei means?
How fortunate.
Fortunate. Beautiful. So Ashrecha Israel. How fortunate Am Israel is. Mik Hamocha Am Nosha VaHashem. That means Mik Hamocha. Who's like you? Am. A nation, Nosha, that he been saved by Hashem, Vasher Herev Gavatecha. Herev means sword. Gavatecha, Gava means ego. So, how do you explain this? Vasher Herev Gavatecha. You remember this pasuk in Pasuk Avracha? How do you explain that? That we are so fortunate that we are saved by Ribono Shel Olam constantly, that he's your sword of your ego. So now here there is a interesting story that's brought about a son of a wealthy man that unfortunately was not that active. He was sleeping late all the time, go to sleep late, and just, you know, playing around all day and doing nothing. So his father told him, you know, it's enough. You know, you cannot go through life like this. You have to go learn a career. So I give you 10,000 gold coins. You go and find a career, go to a business school, learn how to do business. And then you can go buy merchandise and you make money. So the kid, you know, at the beginning was very hard for him. But said, you know what is it? 10,000 gold coins? Napoleon. It's $1 million. So which father, you know, is going to offer such a thing to his kid? So he goes and, you know, start, you know, learning different careers, buying things. And then the merchants realize that he's a very naive kid. So, you know, they took advantage of him. They sold him a lot of lemons. And he didn't know how to make lemonade. And he wasted all the money. So he came back to the house and empty-handed. So Abba realized that he's very ashamed, you know, and very embarrassed that he didn't do nothing. So he said, you know what, it's okay, don't worry, you know, nobody gets, you know, millionaire overnight. So we're going to try again. And you know what? I'm going to send my advisor with you to go overseas, to go to China, all China, and make some money. The boy said, no. No, I want to do it on my own. I don't want nobody. You know, I have to take care of myself. So I said, you know what? Okay. He's going to just accompany you. You do everything. You do everything. It's not going to interfere. So the father told the advisor that, you know, when he's going to buy merchandise, when he's going to make a deal, go tell the seller that to give him a discount, and then you're going to make up for it. So he would feel good that he, you know, made a nice deal and he made some money. So he finds some good merchandise, and then he's trying to make a deal with the merchants. And then on the side, the advisor went and then, you know, said, you know, give him a, you know, 50% discount. I'm going to give you the money. So he would feel good. So that's what went on, you know, a few times. And he felt so good. And I had such a self-confidence, you know. I get so much money. I get such a big discount. He came back home. Wow. So happy, excited. And, you know, and gradually he became such an expert. And everybody would come and ask him for advice, you know, how to do business. You like the story? Yeah? So now here, actually, what Dratamsha is informing us. Asher HaYisrael is such a good kid. He doesn't do nothing. Mi Hamocha, Am Nosham BaHashem. Who do you find that you have so many enemies, so many enemies? But still he's being saved. We have 70 wolves around us. All over. Vasher Cherev Gavatecha. The sword that you think you're using, the F-35 and Uzo, is not Uzi. And all the stuff that you think you can defeat your enemies, actually, the Herev is in the hand of the Ribono Shel Olam. But you think, like the kid, that he felt that he's doing such a great deals, but the advisor is behind him. Exactly, that's how Hashem makes us feel good. We feel we're doing it. But actually, Hashem wants us to feel good. Yeah, you know, you were able to defeat the enemy, you know, 6-day war. What happened in Yom HaKippurim? Because we forgot that the Ge'aba that we had in 6 days war, we should have give the credit to who? Yeah. We knocked down the airplanes, they even didn't have gasoline in it. It's a great thing. You know what it is? To explode the airplanes that even they cannot take off. Rabbi Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, he says that there's a midah, there's a character that's a very, very unwanted and disliked by Ribono Shel Olam. It's called Gava. Because Yehudi always should go through a behavior that is very humble. It's to be anav. But Rabbi Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says there's one type of Gava is permitted. There's only one single type of gava that is permitted. What is it?
Intolerance.
Beautiful. What else? What kind of gava is permitted? What is called kosher gava?
Helping others.
I'm sorry?
Children of Hashem.
Children of Hashem. Beautiful. Yeah. I gave you the answer already, but I know it's a little bit kin. Here, the Pasuk is informing us that Ashrei HaYisrael. Wow, what a fortunate nation. What a special nation. What a unique nation. Why? Because Hashem is Cherev Gavatecha. There's only one Gava is permitted. The Gava that is permitted is you have to be proud. You have to brag that Ribono Shel Olam is always with you. This Gava is permitted. You can announce, you can scream, I'm the only one that Hashem protects me. This Gava is permitted. That's the Gava that you should have. But if you don't have this Gava, you're in a big problem. Big problem. Because any aspect of the life that you don't have this Gava, that I'm not worried about nothing. Nothing worries me. Why? Because Hashem is with me. This Ge'ama is permitted. Am Noshar BeHashem. You're the only nation, only nation. There is nobody else that he can claim and brag that I'm the only nation that Hashem saves. Everybody else, you know, they need so many protection, weapons, you know, to be able to protect themselves. But we don't need none of those. Because we are the only nation that we only rely on Ribono Shel Olam. Nothing else.
One Jewish person between all other Jewish people
say, I'm the best. It's okay, that's fine. But the problem here is that we are informed through Torah Tana Kedusha that we are fortunate one. Why? Because the only one that Hashem has concern about is only Am Yisrael. And he is Al Cherev Gavatenu. That means the sword that is being held is not in our hand, it's in his hand. That's what we brag about. And this Gavah you should have in any aspect of your life. There is financial, is health, anything, you always have to be sure and brag, Hashem is going to take care of it. I have a bodyguard. You know, people that work with a bodyguard? You know any better bodyguard than Ribono Shel Olam? Huh?
No.
That's what you have to always be aware. Nothing should scare you. Nothing in life.
Much better than them.
They better than us?
Yeah.
No, we're talking about Am Israel as a unity.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not talking about us anymore. But every individual has to know, has to be aware that Chas v'Shalom, nothing in life should scare him. There's no tazalzol for Yehudi. Nothing. Why? Here, we have a proof. Am Noshar BeHashem, that we are the only nation that Ribono Shel Olam. He watches us, he monitors us, he worries about us, he takes care of us, he protects us. Only us, there's nobody else. And this gives you such a great feeling. I'm not worried, Hashem is going to take care of it. Everything is going to be okay. And this is the time that B'zad Hashem we see exactly how Ribono Shel Olam is going to save us from all the Gezorot Ra'ot.
Amen.
And B'zad Hashem we see lots of Geulah, B'zad Hashem Yeshuot, Semach.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.